Hey, VoiceTubers, how's it going? How was your day? Welcome to another day's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. So, it's the last month of 2018. It's December. It's the beginning of December. 2018 has been a very wild year. We have the election, the referendum, and FIFA World Cup. You know, this year is very wild, not only for the world, but also my life. I've done many amazing things this year. A lot of changes, a lot of growth, which is really amazing. And everybody knows that when it comes to December, the very last month of the year, we have to start doing New Year's resolutions. So in the comments below, please tell me your New Year's resolution. Maybe you want to lose some weight. Maybe you want to pick up a good habit, or you want to learn a new instrument. That is why today our video is, could playing music drastically change your brain? Did you know that music actually helps change the brain? I mean, I do love to learn instruments, but I have to tell you a story. When I was a kid, I used to take piano lessons from my cousin, and she was really mean, and she shouted at me every lesson, and she even tried to hit me. So I was like traumatized, and I just gave up learning. Then, when I was in elementary school, I wanted to join the band and play the trumpet, but my mom was like, no, you're gonna learn the flute. So, I didn't really like the instrument at all, so of course, I gave up on that too. So, what I'm trying to say is, if you want to learn an instrument, it's better to pick something that you really like, so you would have the persistence to keep learning. Later on, I actually picked up the ukulele and the drums by myself because I liked it. And anyways, let's watch this video together, ba. And as always, before we do that, we shall go through our sentence of the day. So today's sentence is, starting to play an instrument just 1 hour a week for a few months can cause growth and increased activity in the parts of your brain responsible for memory, hearing, and motor function. Starting to play an instrument just 1 hour a week for a few months can cause growth and increased activity in the parts of your brain responsible for memory, hearing, and motor function. 好的，既然我们已经讲完这个句子了，我们就又来到了我们今天的 tips 欢乐时光。好，首先来看第一句哈，先说今天这一句有点难，因为它的句子会比较长，它会比较不好断句，所以我们先来看第一句。Starting to play an instrument 这边我们一样 starting 这个 T 哈，我们就把它变成 the starting 然后 to 这边呢 starting to 后面那个 to 你们就可以念 to starting to starting to 或者是 starting 的，就是看各位喜欢 to 还是 the， 所以就会变成 starting to play 然后 an instrument 这边你们把 an 跟 in 合在一起 starting to play an instrumentAn instrument, an in, 这样子听起来一样会比较顺。然后再来后面的 just 1 hour, 不用念出来，就是 just 1 hour 就好了。好，后来我们看一下后面这边那个 month 有加一个 s 有没有？这个对我来讲，小时候这个对我来讲是一个噩梦啊，超难念的。直到我开始仔细听外国人是怎么念的时候，我才发现他们其实不会把它念得很清楚，他们都会念 months。Months， 比如说像好几个月，他们就会说 several months， 就是你会发现它其实就是一个 ts 的音而已，所以他们才可以念这么快，因为他们没有念得很清楚。然后我们继续看下去 ，can cause growth and increased activity， 这边都很简单，应该没有什么问题。再来 parts of 一样哦 ，parts of 就是后面那个 ts 跟 of 就变成 of parts of。这样就可以了，然后后面的发音基本上不会有太大的问题。那我先跟大家讲一下停顿点哈，停顿点的话就是这样 ，starting to play an instrument just 1 hour a week for a few months， 停 ，can cause growth and increased activity in the parts of your brain responsible for memory， 停 ，hearing， 停 ，and motor function， 停就是结束了。所以讲这句话的时候，记得 气先吸饱饱，像包租婆一样哈，这样会比较轻松。那我再跟大家念一次哈。Starting to play an instrument just 1 hour a week for a few months can cause growth and increased activity in the parts of your brain responsible for memory, hearing, and motor function. 有点难，但是大家多练习，照刚刚上面的 tips 去练习，那记得跟包租婆一样，吸好大一口气，就可以帮助大家去念了。好，那我们来看单字吧。首先第一个单字我们要来看到的啊，是这个 instrument， 好，这是一个名词，基本上就是乐器啦，但是它用在不同的领域上面，比如说像科学或者是医学，它就不会是乐器，它就叫仪器，所以这个字其实它的意思还蛮广泛的，所以我觉得你要讲的话你可以讲清楚一点，比如说像乐器，真的是音乐的乐器，你就可以说 musical instrument。那如果是比如说医学的仪器，你就可以说 medical instruments。那如果是科学的仪器，就是 science instruments。那我们通常在演奏乐器的时候，我们不会说 do an instrument 或是怎么样 an instrument， 我们就叫做 play an instrument。所以你弹，比如说钢琴，你就会说 play the piano， play the guitar， or play the drums。所以就是用 play 这个字。那我们来看一下例句咯。Which instrument do you like the most? 你最喜欢哪种乐器呢？Winnie 个人是还蛮喜欢 bass 跟 drums 的。然后我弹乌克丽丽是因为我手很小，所以我也只能弹乌克丽丽。All right, 我们来看下一个字咯， responsible。responsible。好，这是一个形容词，意思就是负责什么什么，掌管什么什么。那我们来看一下哈，这个补充是 responsible for。Responsible for 这个也不是一个特别的片语啦，只是说谁谁谁是负责人，或是谁谁谁应该要负责或承担。那通常 responsible for 你一听就知道这个是比较负面的东西哈，就是谁谁谁可能捅了个娄子啊，或者是犯了什么错，他应该要出来负责，我们就会说 responsible for。 那我们直接来看个例句。Sally is responsible for the loss of their softball team. Sally 必须承担这次垒球队输球的责任哈，所以你就看这个中文是承担责任 ，responsible for。对，这个就是比较负面的一个用法。好，再来看下面一个单字 responsibility。responsibility， 那我们念快一点，就是 responsibility， 就是 T 常常都会变念成的音。那这个字呢，它是一个名词，意思很简单，就是责任、职责。那来仔细看个例句。It is my brother's responsibility to take out the trash every day. 每天倒垃圾是我哥哥的责任。我记得我小时候在国外的时候，我们住在公寓里面哈，不知道各位有没有看过 Friends 六人行，然后他们住的那种公寓，他们去倒垃圾的时候，就是墙壁有一个洞，就把那个门拉开，你就把垃圾滑下去就可以了。我还蛮喜欢去倒垃圾的哈，以前小时候，尤其是很喜欢看到那个就是门一拉开，然后东西就这样滑下去的感觉。不过真的要小心哈，你在丢垃圾的时候手上不要乱拿东西，因为真的我就是之前有朋友就他去倒垃圾的东西就掉下去了，然后他就要跑到lobby 或是一楼的那个地下室，然后就跑到垃圾桶里面去把他掉进去的东西拿出来，但就还蛮好玩的。 Alright， 那再来看下一个单字 motor。 好，这一个是一个名词，意思是发动机、引擎、电动机或马达。那基本上我们 motor 有没有，你有没有发现其实它的中文就是音译马达 motor， 好，就 motor 马达，那就变成马达了。其实马达呢，它就是引擎 engine， 你汽车前面就是有个那引擎盖嘛，引擎盖里面打开就有很多有的没有东西，中间那个很大的就是引擎，就是 engine。 好，那我们直接来看个例句哦，这个例句很短。 The pump is powered by a small electric motor， 这个泵浦是由一个小马达提供动力的， powered by 就是提供动力这样子。好，再来我们来看下一个单字 function。 OK， function 呢，它的意思是功能、用途、职责。好，那我们直接看个例句咯。 I really love the functions of this robot. 我很喜欢这机器人的功能。哦，现在科技非常的发达哈。我记得好像有一个机器人，香港的一个机器人公司发明了一个机器人叫 Sophia， 然后他有上 Jimmy Fallon 的节目什么的。他现在还可以跟 Jimmy Fallon 一起对唱歌。就如果大家有兴趣的话，可以去 YouTube 查一下，你就查 Sophia the Robot。哦，那超厉害的，他跟真人一样，他有 AI 智慧，然后他可以就是跟你就是直接对话。而且他的脸部是有表情的，大家可以去看一下。好，再来补充一个好笑的哈，如果我们把它用成动词 function 啊 ，functioning， 就是我常常会开玩笑哈，比如说我太忙了、啊、没睡饱啊，然后一早起来，然后有人想跟我讲话或叫我做事，我就会说等一下 ，my brain isn't functioning， 我的脑袋还没开始运作 ，my brain isn't functioning。好，那我们来看下一个最后一个单字 feature。Feature 这个名词意思是特色、特征或是特点。那我们直接来看个例句咯，好，这个例句是大家，我相信听完这个例句大家就应该知道我在讲什么手机了。The new features of the iconic smartphone are very appealing. 这个知名的手机的新功能非常的吸引人啊。Alright, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure you leave me a comment about... What kind of instrument maybe you want to learn, or your New Year's resolution, I'd love to know and be a part of it. So leave a comment and a recording because I want you to, and I will see you next time.